On Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots face off in Super Bowl 51 in Houston. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will be playing in his seventh Super Bowl, while Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan will be making his big game debut. Ryan's journey to the Super Bowl is a story of perseverance in the face of adversity, a story the Falcons know well. Taylor Gant from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting has more.
In 2007, the Atlanta Falcons were flying high. Quarterback Michael Vick was electrifying the NFL and changing the way people perceived Atlanta and its sports scene. The Falcons were poised to be one of the must-watch teams in the league for years to come. And then, in almost an instant, everything changed.
Details about how Michael Vick's Virginia property was the headquarters of Bad News Kennels, that dogs were raised there to fight, that Vick not only financed the operation, but took part in gambling, and that Michael Vick personally killed underperforming dogs.
That report from CNN was one of many that chronicled the downfall of Michael Vick, who had been the heart and soul of Atlanta sports for six seasons. Vick was found guilty of dogfighting and sentenced to 23 months in prison. The Falcons flailed in Vick's absence, mustering only four wins without their franchise QB. D. Orlando Ledbetter is the beat writer for the team, and he witnessed the struggle firsthand.
The whole franchise was in tatters. Sponsors were leaving. Falcons had to move in a new direction.
After a miserable 2007 season, Atlanta held a top five pick in the 2008 NFL draft. With it, they chose the successor of the most popular player in franchise history.
The Atlanta Falcons select Matt Ryan, quarterback, Boston College.
After a successful high school career, he made a national name for himself as the starting quarterback at Boston College. He entered the draft as the number one QB prospect in the country. Atlanta selected him with the hope that he could revive a franchise that was desperate for a new identity. Ryan talked about his transition to Atlanta in an interview with sports journalist Graham Benzinger.
At the time, I didn't realize probably how chaotic it had been before and just how many things had gone on. And I think part of, you know, the beauty of being 22, 23 years old when you're drafted and coming down here is that, you know, you're naive. And you just think that all you've got to do is go out there and play.
Ryan's rookie season in Atlanta was an unprecedented success. Even his first play from scrimmage was one to remember.
First professional pass. Caught. Jenkins. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. He lives in Atlanta. His first professional pass is a 62-yard strike to Michael Jenkins.
With Ryan firmly installed as the face of the franchise, Atlanta went on to enjoy six straight winning seasons, including a trip to the NFC Championship game in 2012. But the team only won 10 games over the next two seasons, and he struggled to play with consistency. Some analysts began to question his validity as a star quarterback. ESPN's Dan Graziano was one of them.
Ryan has been in position to ascend to the top tier of NFL quarterbacks, but he hasn't been able to do it. Last year was another disappointment, and now the questions about Ryan are whether he was ever as good as we all assumed him to be in the first place.
Despite the criticism surrounding him, Ryan remained focused on improving his game and learning from his past experiences.
Obviously, we won a lot of games my first 5 years, and, you know, that hasn't been the case the last three, but none of that matters. You know, what matters is this season. And for me, is there extra motivation? Is there any? I think your motivation continues to build the longer you play in your career. I think you become more and more motivated to be great, to play at a high level, and to win more games. At least that's the way it's been for me.
Finally, after years of frustration, all the pieces clicked for Ryan and the Falcons this season. Atlanta had the most prolific offense in the league, scoring over 30 points a game. The team tallied 11 victories, made the playoffs, and won their way to Super Bowl 51.
How do you feel? You're going to the Super Bowl, man. Does it sunk in?
I feel good, but we got some unfinished business. We've got to take care of business in Houston in 2 weeks.
Good luck. Good luck.
Now, the veteran QB has a chance to prove his value on the field in Sunday's Super Bowl. Falcons beat writer D. Orlando Ledbetter says Ryan's path to the big game reminds him of another prolific passer.
Peyton Manning didn't win a Super Bowl until his ninth season in the league. This is Ryan's ninth season. Brady, I think, had already had a couple by his 130th game. So, you know, you don't just come into the NFL and take it over. it takes a while in the process, and it's a long, slow mountain to climb, and he's certainly done it.
Ryan's journey to the Super Bowl has been a tumultuous one, but at last he has finally arrived. Now, only Tom Brady and Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots stand in the way of a long-awaited championship for the Atlanta Falcons. For Here and Now, I'm Taylor Gant.